Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. More than 13 million Medicare beneficiaries, and that's about a quarter of all beneficiaries, are enrolled in Medicare Advantage, an alternative to traditional Medicare that's offered by insurance companies. The health law's payment reductions to Medicare Advantage plans were the subject of a House hearing today. Emily Etheridge, a healthcare reporter for CQ Roll Call, attended that hearing and joins us now to discuss what happened. Thanks for being with us, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
First, let's talk about what the health law cuts would mean to the Medicare Advantage program.
Well, the Congressional Budget Office has found that the Medicare Advantage plans, the private insurance plans that offer this service to beneficiaries, will be cut by about $156 billion over 10 years. That's just the direct cuts to the program. And there are a lot of concern with Republicans and other health watchers that that's going to lead to reduced enrollment and maybe higher costs for beneficiaries.
So they're talking about, they think the enrollment would be reduced and costs would be higher for beneficiaries. Why would that happen as a result of a payment reduction?
Right now, Medicare reimburses these plans at a certain rate. Generally, it's higher than the traditional fee-for-service rate that they get from the government. So they're saying if you lower these rates by, you know, $156 billion over 10 years, that's really going to affect the quality of the plan they're going to be able to offer, the number of people they're going to be able to provide care for. It's just less money for these plans overall.
Earlier in the week, Democrats in the Obama administration pointed to new data that they said makes their case that the reductions in the health law to Medicare Advantage plans will not harm the program. Can you take us through that?
That's right. The administration released a report that found that enrollment in the Medicare Advantage plans is actually expected to increase by 11% next year. It's been increasing for the past 2 years. I believe enrollment has just basically skyrocketed since 2003 when these plans were really put into place. And at the same time, premiums are staying about the same. They're inching up a little bit, but overall it's pretty steady. And like you said in the beginning, about a quarter of all beneficiaries are on Medicare are now in one of these plans. So they think that the future is bright.
But today the subcommittee, it was the Ways and Means Health Subcommittee had this hearing, and its chairman, Wally Herger, a Republican of California, was quite critical of a bonus program that's in the health law. The administration is now awarding bonuses to some of these Medicare Advantage plans, and he and other Republicans have made the case that this really obscures the effect of the cuts.
Right. The Republicans were saying today at the hearing that the reason they have these rosy projections and these expected increases in enrollment is because this bonus program is overshadowing the real effects of the cuts, and that once this temporary bonus program, which lasts 3 years, so it will end in 2014, once that ends, then we're really going to see the effect of these payment cuts come into place.
But again, I hate to do a point-counterpoint here, but I believe the Democrats would step up and say that from their perspective, Medicare Advantage insurers are invested in the program, and they say they want to stay in the program. So they don't necessarily share the same view that once the bonus payments are discontinued, that insurers will leave.
Absolutely. And these bonus payments, the Government Accountability Office found they'll spend about $8 billion over 10 years on this demonstration program. And that's, you know, in the face of the $156 billion cuts, that's only a small part of it. So it's not as though there's a bonus program happening right now that is exactly equal to what the cuts would have been, and we're just delaying the cuts. And it's true that there are plenty of plans participating in Medicare Advantage. The enrollment does seem to be increasing, so Democrats think that people are committed to keeping these plans going.
Emily, you're a close watcher of Capitol Hill, and as you know, Congress is on the verge of recessing for the elections. A Friday morning hearing is pretty unusual on Capitol Hill. Why did House Republicans on this subcommittee, why would they have this hearing now?
This is another chance for the Republicans on this committee to attack, really, the 2010 health care law again. This is a thing they've been doing all year, consistently attacking it, holding hearings to look into it, finding different parts of it to criticize, and this is just one more chance for them to go after it before they go home right before the election season. They think the health care law is something that they can campaign on, even though it's not maybe the top priority of a lot of voters. It's definitely getting traction. Both sides think they can get traction on health care as we head up to the elections in November.
Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Thanks so much, Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call.
You're welcome. Thank you.